We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now is Dan Kaplan, sports business reporter for The Athletic, talking about the return to fans in stadiums. Dan, thanks for joining us. You know, it's another Sunday that's going to go on here in Western New York with no fans at a Bills home game. Kind of tough for us to see, especially when there are some fans at a lot of other stadiums. But a lot of Bills fans, I think, took notice last week in Miami when the team played a game. There were fans, but there didn't seem to be a lot, and news came out, I think it was Monday, that they didn't sell out all the tickets that they were selling for that game, even though they only were selling, 20% of their total capacity. What have we seen in as far as trends in ticket sales and the sales that have been allowed so far?
Well, in that game, indeed, it was even worse than you suggest, because the Dolphins were the first out of the chute. May 5th, in fact, they announced they would sell tickets, and it took them all that time to sell around 11,000 tickets. What we're seeing is hesitancy by fans to return to stadiums, and we're seeing this outside of sports, too, and other sports. Look, people do not – they're not very comfortable returning to places with large crowds, even though stadiums are – implementing mask rules and social distancing. It's still, you know, we're still a ways off from people feeling comfortable.
Dan, are different stadiums being held to different standards, safety standards, to allow fans?
It's a complete apples and oranges situation, stadium to stadium. It depends on local health officials. It depends on the stadium's requirements. There are some stadiums that are only allowing fans in certain sections, and they can't walk around to other sections. Other stadiums don't have that. At AT&T Stadium on Sunday, which was the most loose with the rules, they had over 20,000 fans, and their suites, they had no social distancing. They allowed the regular capacity for their suites. So it's different stadium to stadium, and I expect if you do see fans in Buffalo, which I hope you do, there'll be rules particular just to Buffalo.
Yeah, it is different from stadium to stadium, as we've been able to really see on TV. Are we able to really truly gauge interest in buying tickets? Will that have to wait a few weeks longer to see the direction this goes? Because I'd imagine there are quite a few people who are hesitant to go to some of the games, not having been at any sort of large events for 6 months or more.
And it's not just the worry about the virus, but all the hassles of going to a game, filling out a health form, wearing a mask, having to social distance, not being able to sit in certain areas. There are a lot of problems with this, but there are fans going out. The game last night in Jacksonville, they sold nearly all of their 17,000 seats. I talked to an executive at that team, the Jaguars, about their experiences, and they feel it's going to get better, that fans will ultimately become more comfortable. Of course, a lot of this is dictated by macro trends with the virus. If there are surges, if there are more cases, if there are more deaths, more infection rates, people, no matter what these teams do, people may not feel comfortable.
Dan, what about TV? What are the ratings showing? Is the interest there?
Right. The ratings are a mixed bag. the Sunday night and Thursday night games have not been doing as well. The games on Fox have been doing fine. The games on CBS have been a little down. Now, do realize it's an unusual situation that you have the NBA finals, excuse me, not the finals, the conference finals, going on at the same time. That's never happened before. So last night you had the Thursday night game and you had the Western Conference Finals game between the Lakers and the Nuggets going right down to the wire. So that's going to draw viewers away. If you look at total sports viewership, how many people are watching sports in general, and this is from ESPN statistics, that's at an all-time high. It's just there's so much sports, so the viewership is spread out. So ratings overall for the NFL are down somewhat, but they're not down dramatically.
Have ratings, the way that, you know, they're reported every single week, have they caught up with the way people watch TV? Because, you know, I think about this, and I watch different things on different streaming services. I don't even have a traditional cable box anymore. I'm watching a lot of these things on, you know, either YouTube TV or the CBS app or, you know, you name it. There's a sports game on that I'm probably watching it on.
Well, when you get the ratings from these entities now, whether it's NBC or CBS, they always have the traditional TV rating, and then they have the streaming rating. And the streaming rating, every year it gets bigger and bigger, but it's certainly, even though there are people like you that are watching it via streaming methods, it's still by and large, most people are watching it on traditional TV. That may come as a surprise, but still the bulk, I would say 90 to 95% of viewership is still traditional TV. The other thing we're seeing with ratings that's interesting is for the first time, Nielsen, which reports these numbers, is including out-of-home viewing. So these are people watching in bars and in group settings. Now, that's obviously not as big as would have been in past years, but that's a new twist in the ratings figures.
The NFL seems to have been doing a very good job at keeping coronavirus at bay. It's so unlike what's happening at the college level. Are you surprised with that?
Well, I mean, I'm surprised that they've not had more cases. Yes, I'm surprised at that. I'm not surprised they're doing better than colleges because the NFL has a lot more money than the colleges. They're doing daily testing. These are professional athletes who take this seriously, as opposed to college students who might go to a local party at the local fraternity. So I'm not surprised that there's more instances of coronavirus at the college level. I am surprised there haven't been more cases with the NFL teams, given that they're traveling around the country.
We're speaking with Dan Kaplan, sports business reporter with The Athletic. Dan, when it does come time for fans to return to the stadium, how exactly is ticketing going to be different than it was in the past? Because you hear about the Chiefs, and they have, you know, robust contact tracing with knowing who was in each individual seat and who was around them so that they can do contact tracing. In their case, because they did have one positive test or one positive person who showed up to their first opening game. Are you still going to be able to buy tickets on a secondary market? And when it comes to secondary markets, I'd imagine buying from a place like StubHub is going to happen much easier than it is buying from a scalper near the stadium.
Well, yes, you can continue to buy on secondary ticket markets like you have in the past. The difference this year is a lot of the teams have suspended season tickets for this season. So if they do make tickets available, they are selling them directly. And this is causing, I wouldn't say confusion, but fans are so accustomed to just going to, as you say, StubHub or whatever the secondary ticket market may be. And that's their first go-to for buying tickets, because many of these teams have traditionally sold out to season ticket holders. It's the season ticket holders who are putting their tickets up on StubHub and these methods. So the fans can actually call up the teams or Ticketmaster and get primary tickets directly from the clubs at face value. Nonetheless, there are tickets selling on secondary markets, and they're selling at higher prices than last year, and that's largely because of the lower inventory. If you restrict supply, clearly prices will go up.
That's Dan Kaplan, sports business reporter with The Athletic, joining us live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!